Okay, hello, my name is Holly Kerskeeter, and my partner's name is Madeline Blair, and it's February 19th, 2019, and we are at Tulsa Community College Northeast Campus. Today we are interviewing Natalie Garcia and Claudia Galavis. They're both from Mexico, so we'll be talking to them today. So starting off, you guys, we're going to start off with kind of your background, and you guys can kind of start how you want to, whether it's, you know, you want to tell us about your family or your hometown or, you know, traditions. You guys can start with anything, and we'll kind of, since you guys will be going at the same time, we'll kind of bounce back and forth. So whoever wants to start, you guys feel free. It's just, you know, whatever you guys want to start off with.
I'll do it.
Okay.
I come from a small family. We lived in a small town. Everybody knows each other there, so it's not too much to talk about, but we have some customers that are different to another people. Mm-hmm. We live like in a ranch, but that ranch, the owner is just one person, mm-hmm. one family. And then we have my grandfather has 9 children. His children has his own house. Okay. But in the same ranch, yes. That's, so it's a little different from another cities from Mexico, I think.
What was your town called?
My town.
You said you're from a small town.
Yeah, Huehuquilla, Alto Jalisco. Yeah, long name.
Small town, long name.
And you said you lived on a ranch.
Yeah, then the ranch is called El Carrizal.
Okay.
Yes. So a small town and a small ranch, just for our family.
So you said you had a small family, like no siblings, ones like what?
Yeah, but I have 3 sisters.
Okay.
And that's.
But you have, yes. You said your grandfather had 9 children?
Yeah.
Wow.
9. And I have many cousins. Mm-hmm. I don't know all of them because some are here and others in another state, so that's
right. Well, that's cool. So, what about you?
Well, in Mexico, I live in Iceland,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. A small island, but we don't know each other well because it's small but kind of city, so the weather is always good.
Yeah.
No winter.
Yeah, unlike here.
Yeah.
It's very cold.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have siblings?
1 sister.
So mm-hmm. A small family.
1 sister.
Mm-hmm. Is she older or younger?
She's younger.
Younger.
And she has 3 kids.
3 kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So is there any other things about your family that we should know? Any traditions? Are you guys religious or anything? Or you guys can tell us about yourself, any hobbies, things you like, or things that you learned to like over here.
I love to ride a horse.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite hobby. I also listen to music, read books.
Mm-hmm.
For me, in summer, I like to go to the lake or river,
mm-hmm.
with my family, like a camping day.
Mm-hmm. Yes, those are always fun.
Yeah.
Which lake do you go to in the summer?
Which place? Or
which lake?
Oh, we went in Tahlequah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Tahlequah.
It's a nice lake.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a big thing here in the summer in Oklahoma to go to the lake a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's it about, do you guys have a lot of family that lives here? Do you see any of your family?
You know, blood family,
mm-hmm.
my sister and my mother and father, they are in Mexico. But my, I don't know how to say, political family.
Right.
Yeah. I have 3 brothers in law here, and all of them have family, like 5 in family.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How do you communicate with your family that lives in Mexico?
FaceTime and regular calls.
Have they ever been over here?
Yeah, my mom's here right now.
Oh, she is.
Me. Yeah.
So that's good that you get to keep in contact with them. What about you?
My father's family, all of them here in Oklahoma. And my mother's family in California.
Okay.
Yes.
So you guys are all over here.
Yes.
Do you guys like it here?
Yeah. Well, it's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. The weather in especially.
Yeah.
Because today can be hot and then tomorrow cold.
Yeah, the weather changes really fast.
Gets sick, yeah.
So, especially Oklahoma weather, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like 68 the other day, and now it's like 30.
Snow.
Yeah, snowing. Yes.
Mexico, it's so warm.
Yeah.
All the time,
yes. And December, maybe it can get a little bit cold, but not this much.
Not this freezing.
No.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a child, for Christmas party, we dressed like tank tops. Yeah, and shorts. And
yeah.
For Christmas.
Hot.
Yeah.
It was hot. Yeah.
Here you're bundling up.
Do you guys, do you celebrate Christmas? Is it kind of different over here, or is it the same?
We celebrate,
24th?
Yeah. Oh, the 24th. Yeah, since 24th until 25.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
We expect the middle night and hug family and friends, and we said, Merry Christmas.
Yeah. So you don't do like presents under the tree?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
We do, but just the difference is that we celebrate Christmas on 24th.
Gotcha.
You guys on 25th?
Yeah. Yeah.
We ate dinner and everything like here in the 25th, we do in the 24th. Yeah.
So a day earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, that's interesting. Is that your guys' favorite holiday? Christmas?
Also, we celebrate New Year, like Christmas too. And you know, January 6th, we celebrate, I don't know what it is. In Spanish, it's Dia de Reyes. I don't know how to say it in English.
The Day of the King.
Day of the Kings.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
When Jesus was born, then the kings give to him
presents.
Gifts.
Okay.
That day we celebrate that too.
So are there any other holidays that we don't celebrate but you guys do?
Is there another?
November 1st and 2nd we celebrate like Death Day.
That's a special celebration for Mexican people.
Yeah. Yes,
and
that's
really, really nice.
It's very interesting.
They have a festival for it here in Tulsa. Do you guys go to it?
No.
It's very cool. They set up a bunch of murals, which are paintings on the wall of a lot of things, and it's really cool. I've been once or twice.
In our town, people paint his face, face, and look like, I don't know how to say it. What?
Skeleton.
That. They wear woman wears a nice dress and
paints her face.
So nice.
Yeah, that's a lot how they do it in downtown Tulsa. I see a lot of women dressed in like pretty long dresses with their face painted.
Also, in February we celebrate the carnival.
Carnival?
Yes.
What is that about?
It's about, I don't know, an ugly king come to the city, and people dance in the street with like a parade. Like big
parade?
Like Christmas paradise, you know, big cars with
Christmas parade.
But we do for in February for carnival, and people dance over in the street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a lot of full colors and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And they're kind of like moving, walking down the street. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Dancing and customs. I don't know what to say.
They have a special costume?
Mm-hmm. Special costumes.
Yeah. That's fun. That's interesting. We do a lot of parades here. Not just in Tulsa, but a lot of cities, like big cities, they do the big parades for certain holidays. Like in New York, they're super famous for having a huge Christmas Day parade. They have like the really big balloons and just tons of people walking through the streets. So yeah, we get what you're saying. Parades are super exciting. Anything else about, you know, kind of your is there anything living here and living over there kind of family oriented that sticks out, like how, you know, families do this a certain way, or just anything, you know, how they eat, what they eat, what, how they wear, how they go about their day, anything that sticks out to you guys that you've noticed is different, that we do different?
No, we were similar.
Very similar.
Yeah, the food maybe.
Maybe food.
Yes, because we love spicy.
Yes.
That's spicy true. Food.
Yeah. Some fruit, we have some fruits in Mexico, and here no, we can find it.
You can.
Yeah. And maybe one difference is that we have always fresh fruit, and here in USA is all. How can I say that?
Like artificial?
Processed.
Processed.
Mm-hmm. Not super, it doesn't taste fresh.
Yeah.
Yes.
And in Mexico, you can go to the tree and just take it.
Yeah.
We have a lot of that in grocery stores, processed foods.
Yeah.
It's not a big thing anymore to make your own food.
And here in USA, you have a lot of fast food,
many fast food.
Yeah,
very unhealthy. We are an obese country,
but it's good.
Yeah, it does taste good.
It is. Yeah.
So is that about it about your family? Anything else that, you know, you just want to tell us? Is that it? Okay. So the next thing is kind of your guys' experience of coming here. You can, doesn't matter who goes, but if you want, just kind of tell us, you know, when you came here, sort of why, if, you know, you're comfortable with why, and then we'll kind of go from there, whoever wants to go first.
Do you want to know why we came here?
If you want to tell us, just kind of when, how, why, you know.
Yeah, I came here because I want to study nursing or medicine. In my country, we don't have the same opportunities than here. It's more difficult, so that's why I came. And I wanted to know, to learn the idiom, English. In Mexico, they give you classes, but it's totally different. It's hard to learn.
So you came over here, was it kind of recent, you know, since you wanted to study it? Were you kind of going into college? How old were you when you came over here?
I have been living here for 2 years.
Okay, three.
Yeah. And my father, when my father got married with my mother, always he lived here. So we were separate. My father here and we were in Mexico. And that's why, another reason that we came.
You wanted to see your father or be with your father?
We wanted to be together.
That's good.
I came here because I fell in love with my husband. Yeah. And I was in Mexico and he was here. So he said, if you want to come with me, I said, yes. So I came for that, but it's the same. Opportunities are better here, education, jobs, everything is better here.
How recent was that you came across, came over here? Mm-hmm. How recent was it that you...
7 years, almost 7 years.
And did he live in Tulsa?
Yeah, he lived here for 16 years.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. How'd you guys meet?
In Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Is his family from over there?
He went in Mexico, and I met him there, and then he came here, and I stayed in Mexico.
Yeah.
And but you know, Facebook is the is the chaos.
Yeah.
For a long time. Mm.
Yeah.
So you said you wanted to study nursing.
I'm not sure yet.
Oh, okay.
But I think.
You think so? You like it?
Can be a good option.
So you're still studying kind of your basics?
I'm still in ESL classes. Yes, because my English is not so good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I need to take more classes and then take the TOEFL test and then go to... I think they have a program here, but I wanted to study in another campus.
Okay. What are your guys' thoughts on the TOEFL?
We hear that's like a big thing, like a big test. People are.
Yeah, if you wanna go to the university, you have to do the TOEFL test. If you pass, you can go. If you don't, you cannot. You just need to keep going to ESL class, and it's too hard for us.
Is it very stressful?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I hear about that. This is very tricky.
Uh-huh.
When I came here, I expected to, I will go to the university and I will learn English and then what I want to study, nursing. And I came here, no, you should study like 2 or 4 years and then you will go to the university. I was okay.
So do you want to stay in Tulsa to study nursing, or do you want to go to Oklahoma State or Oklahoma or...
I think I want to stay here. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, and then do you want to live here after you graduate? Like live in Tulsa? Do you want to move? Do you
want to? I want to travel, but that mm-hmm. will be before.
Yeah.
No, after. Yes. Because it's too hard.
Yeah.
Do you want to travel the US or different countries?
Different countries. But live here in music.
So, are you still studying your basics here at TCC?
Just ESL.
Just ESL.
Just ESL, yeah.
Have you picked a major for?
I want to be like an interpreter
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. for hospitals or, I don't know, hospitals, principal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I have experience in... I live for 1 year and a month in a hospital. So I saw interpreters coming to me and interpreted what doctor is saying. And it's difficult to find one because it's a lot of people who don't speak English.
Right.
Yeah, so I wanna be an interpreter for that.
So can you get that through your ESL classes, or is it another... course.
Another course.
It is.
If you want to be a medical interpreter,
mm-hmm.
you have to take another courses.
Is that what you want to be, the medical? Mm-hmm. Do they have classes for that here?
I don't think so.
So you have to go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, that's cool. I've never heard someone wanting to be that.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you guys will end up working together at the same hospital.
Yeah, maybe.
So you guys didn't know each other?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, you did? Did. So
from here, like
1 year.
1 year.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Year.
I gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
So when you guys met, did you kind of were familiar with like the towns you guys came from?
No.
No.
Not at all.
It's too far.
Yes.
I live in the south of Mexico.
And I live in the north.
Oh, okay. So opposites.
Total opposites.
Yeah.
So how did you guys find out about TCC?
Because I start looking for English classes, and somebody tell me that in TCC they have a program for study English. So I came here and asked about ESL classes. And that's it.
So you enjoy the ESL classes here?
Yeah, I have 3 semesters here.
Wow. That's good. So what about you? How did you find out about?
I searched website.
Yes. Websites.
Wow. Then I saw TCC. Then I come. And I liked how the teachers talk to you.
Yeah.
They're so good.
Really?
With people who doesn't speak very well.
Mm-hmm.
So I like it, and I stayed.
I was taking classes in a church, but it's different because it's more like family and more friendly. And some days we have classes and some days party. and
if you want to go, if you don't, it's okay.
Yeah,
it's not mandatory.
Yeah. Yeah, and here is like school.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how did you end up in Tulsa again? How did you come to Tulsa?
How did DJ come?
Your father lived here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And so,
my father lived here, and then he bring us.
So you like Tulsa?
Yes. It's nice, except for the weather. But I like it.
Is it big compared to living in a small town?
Yeah, too big.
Really
and
big?
Yes. The first time that I took my car, I don't know where to start to drive, and then I get lost. And
yeah.
Yes.
So do you both drive?
Yes.
You both have a license? That's probably easy instead of taking buses or...
Did you get your license? I guess they have to get it over here.
Yeah.
I just got mine like 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm. 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Did you find that hard? Getting your...
No, I just need to go one time
mm-hmm.
for my, I don't know, they made 2 tests.
Mm-hmm.
One is
your permit test.
Yeah, and
yes.
The other is the practical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How'd the driving one go? Was it hard?
I practiced some days before. So it was not too hard.
Was it? What about you? Were you nervous?
I have, yeah.
I failed the writing test.
Really?
Yeah, I failed it one time and then I had to take it again.
No, she asked me, do you speak English very well? I said, no. She put the paper and said, you need to do this and this. And she showed me the picture of the car. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Then I just was watching my... picture, and then she say, you pass, okay. Yeah.
So have you been to downtown, kind of like drove around, like downtown Tulsa?
No.
You haven't?
For me, it's...
You have?
It's difficult.
Yes.
It is
just
hard to drive down there.
One way. Yes.
Oh, no.
It's stressful.
Yes.
Yeah.
And no parking. Oh, my.
The parking is so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a campus downtown, they call it Metro, and it's the parking's pretty bad.
Yeah.
I went there a couple of weeks ago to take a test and it was difficult.
Yeah.
But have you kind of seen downtown, you know, just kind of the architecture and how
buildings.
Things are built? Is it something you haven't really seen before?
The Gathering Place,
have you been there?
Yeah.
Yeah? You like it?
Yeah.
It's big.
Too big.
Yeah. You get really tired walking around.
Yes. It's a nice place to spend time.
It mm-hmm. is, yeah.
Yes.
It's really pretty down there.
Walk around with family.
Okay, well, I think things are kind of wrapping up. Is there anything else that you guys want to talk about? Any family, TCC? Have you guys made a lot of friends through TCC?
Yes.
A lot.
different countries.
Mm-hmm. Any countries that like you've never heard of or?
Yeah. When I came here, it was the first time that I saw people from other countries, because in Mexico, just
Mexican
people. And here we have 12 different countries in one class.
Oh my gosh,
that's crazy.
So yeah. I was.
Is it majority of one language, or is it like 12 different languages?
We have Vietnamese, Arabic, and all that stuff. Most of them.
Russia.
India, Haiti.
Haiti,
yeah. Gosh. That's
crazy. Saudi Arabia, Lebanon.
I don't know. All of the countries here in one room sometimes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow, that's really multicultural.
Yes.
You have to speak English.
Yeah.
She make you speak English the whole class.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you see, if Nayeli and I see together, they move. Mm-hmm. You guys one to another place.
Yes.
Oh. And that's funny.
Yeah. And it's hard sometimes because we have only different accents.
Accents. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Which act different. Yeah. Just trying to speak a little bit English and another people too. So it's too hard to, like, for me. Chinese. When I speak with someone from China, I don't understand. I don't know if they're speaking Chinese or English with me.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
So people from different countries, they split you up so she doesn't let you two sit together. Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
She like, splits you guys up so you'll talk to different.
Yeah.
We must sit with another person that doesn't speak your same language.
Wow, that's great. Oh my gosh.
So you have to make a friend every day.
Yeah. That's
nerve-wracking.
Do you guys like it? Are you kind of used to it now?
It's good, because if I sit with Claudia, we
want
know
to speak Spanish.
Yeah. So have you tried to learn any of their languages from different countries?
No.
Are you just focusing on English right now? Yeah.
For me, yes. Just English.
I was trying to learn Arabic.
Arabic?
Yeah, it's too hard.
Wow, that's really crazy. Well, I guess that's all we have. We got everything we needed. Is there anything else that you guys want to talk about?
Anything that interests or anything that excites you to talk about? I don't know.
Which classes are you taking, or about what is the interview?
So we are in a composition 2 class, which is primarily an English literature class for college, and right now we're studying primary and secondary sources, and you guys are considered a primary source when it comes to learning about your country and your experience, because you have firsthand experience. So we've been studying and doing research over secondary articles, because secondary is, you know, kind of textbooks and factual articles written by people who don't have firsthand experience. So those are easy to find on like the websites and things like that. So we've been doing research on those, and then we've been researching you know, what our primary source is, and then so we've kind of been building up to interview you guys. We've been preparing for a couple of weeks now, so it's been exciting. We've kind of been getting excited to do this, especially to learn about you guys. So,
is this your first time
interviewing? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We interviewed each other to practice, but me and her have been best friends since like we were little, so it wasn't really.
We already knew everything about each other.
Yeah.
Is this your first time being interviewed?
Yes.
Did you like it? Were you nervous?
Just at the beginning. Yeah.
I thought it went pretty good. So, but thank you guys again for doing this. It meant
a lot. Thank you.
We'll figure out after this, we'll go ask our teacher on what you guys need to sign exactly. Yeah, I guess that's it. Thanks again. I guess we're done.
Great, thank you.